T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's an amazing place to get kids turned on to technology and getting them doing things that they normally would never consider. And that's why I'm driving all the way up from North Carolina, because I don't think they'd let me on a plane with this. I've got a 50-pound hammer with 300 LED lights on it.
So what is the purpose of this LED hammer?
Well, again, I built this several years ago, and we were had a makerspace in North Carolina. We were trying to grow, and we had a family donate us a car that they wanted to do a tax write-off, and we said, heck, let's do an old-fashioned high school car smash and raise money. And we took the parts after we smashed it and let artists do stuff with it and make other things out of it. So we needed a unique hammer because people wouldn't pay a lot for a bat or a sledgehammer. So we built, out of scrap metal, we made a 50-pound hammer. We welded it together, and people were paying us $30 and $50 to whack the Volvo.
How does it work?
Well, it we just added 300 LED lights to it. It's got a Arduino circuit boards and nano circuits in it, and these 300 lights are all controlled by this one thing that's in the handle. And at night, believe it or not, it's got a 50-foot glow radius. It literally changes the whole background to where you're standing. It's incredible the amount of power this thing generates. It's got 10 lithium-ion batteries in it, and it's just incredible the power that this little thing generates. And so I'm going to have it with me at the Detroit Maker Faire on Saturday and Sunday. And they normally put me, I don't know exactly where I'll be, and I normally wander around, but I'll be hanging out at the Power Wheels Racing circuit that they have there, where they have a group of engineers on the weekend have a hobby, and they turn Barbie cars into actual 20 and 30 mile an hour race cars, and they got a little track for them. And these are mini electric cars.
What do you think the takeaway is for kids that go to Maker Faire, or for that matter, grown-ups, anyone that has ever been to that event?
Well, you know, it's like a science fair and a county fair mixed together. It just pushes the envelope on what can be made and what you can do. And it really is a great place to stimulate thoughts and ideas and saying, wow, if that person can do that, I can do something else. And so, for example, they've got this fire-breathing metal dragon that comes in from Canada, and they got other Burning Man artists that come in, and it's just, you know, it's just and again, you're surrounded in the heritage of the Henry Ford Museum, which you see all the, I mean, this is probably some of the best Americana you can find in the country is right there at that museum, and so it's a great place to stimulate from the past as well as what could be done in the future. And if people are concerned about their future, this is a great place to go get connected and learn about autonomous cars, how they're going to be made. There's all kinds of neat things that are being invented and developed right now. And it's also a great place to get connections to get jobs.
I hope I don't put you on the spot with this next question, but have you heard from someone who went to a previous Maker Faire who comes back down the road and said, hey, you know what? Because I was here, I got this great idea, and now I'm building all of these cool things. Ever hear from people like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. See, I help build makerspaces. I travel around the country and coach makerspaces to be more community-oriented, not just make your own little project, but you help your whole community. And, yes, I mean, there's people all the time that go to these things and are like, wow, if they can do that, I mean, as I say, it kind of lowers the bar to invention. It makes it easier for other people to realize, hey, if they can do that crazy thing, I can do something this and make it even easier. And you know the difference between a fool and a genius is, right?
I shouldn't ask, but what?
Okay, so a fool is somebody that just gets started with an invention, and then a genius is the one that makes money out of it. So once they make money, the fools are called geniuses, and these and there's some really amazing folks that have made some things. I helped the Makerspace get started. In the first year, we had 16 new companies formed, 9 patents filed, and over 50 people got jobs. So these things, it's more than just a little sideshow, and it's more than just a little tinker thing. These are economic development engines, and it's really great that Detroit has this and is continuing to support it.
What do you think is one of the biggest barriers that keeps people from pursuing that idea or turning that widget into the next big invention? What do you think holds people back?
Well, there's a whole host of things that contribute to that. I mean, there's a cop that that we helped that invented a LED lighting system. And, the guy's a cop and he's an inventor, but he's not a business guy. And so, but he's got a multi-million-dollar idea if he could get out of his shell and go out and make sales calls to other law enforcement agencies around the country, they would buy these special LED lighting systems for the boxes. So it's part of it is personality driven. A lot of the engineers or inventors are introverts, and they get into selling and pitching their ideas. They're just not gifted in doing that. So they have to find some kind of business partner to help them with that process. There's some other things that are being put into place to help support that. There's entrepreneurial workshops and these incubator programs and these and there's a lot of things going on at co-working spaces, and there's a lot of things trying to help stimulate that. And there's also, there's a lot big effort underway. And I don't know if you saw the recent 60 Minutes program, but Steve Case, the guy from my AOL, is running around the country doing what they call the Rest of Us Tour, trying to help other places outside of Boston and Silicon Valley and get their ideas stimulated, too. So it's just a kind of a go-getter mentality. A lot of people just can't get it going, and that's hard. But you get in the right group, you get into a maker space, you get into a supportive environment, you can make these dreams happen. And in fact, I help quite a few groups do that all the time. In fact, I've got some kids that I'm working with. My nickname for them is RP. I consider them my retirement plan.
I think people don't think that far ahead because they're so busy with what's on the bench in front of them, just connecting the diodes together or putting whatever invention, whatever idea they have together, and they don't think about, okay, once I get it out of the garage, now what do I do?
Absolutely. Well, and that's where these maker spaces are really good at connecting intergenerational cross-sharing because, you know, you need a growing business needs a consultant to help them grow or a mentor, and an aging business need an insultant. These kids that are coming up with ideas, they need an old timer that knows everybody that can connect them and get them the funding and support and help them ramp up, scale up their idea. There's a wonderful invention I met in Birmingham of all places where they've got severe, smog issues. They're in a valley. And they've got a lot of pollutants around, and they got people with asthma and things. Well, there's a geeky guy, great guy, but he sits in the corner, and he made this invention that actually does a spectral analysis of the air, and it will text you if there's some type of contaminant that exceeds a certain rating, and it'll text you instantly. And you could set these things up around the town, and it'll tell you instantly where. If you got a dirty bomb, if you got some kind of pollen issue, it could help you notify the whole community as to what's going on. So but the problem is he doesn't know how to get it rolled out, and I'm trying to help him. So there's lots of cool stuff that's in the works, and that's why these maker fairs are so great at getting more people to stimulate and get them confidence and get them the excitement and energy to move ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.